Nes sem er as rís sin carnamáí nniu, agus tá agad thugad scíaltaí nniu be sé géisiir a sena has Dan Corn. Dan, you were born in Brighton, carnamáí.
Yeah.
And your parents, bhí céile go leod agad na bhí tú ágad.
Bhí go leod, gíri gom uáin.
Uáin, sé.
Nen mar nó gom anach.
No, but bhí gíri níos.
Bhí, bhí.
Céile go leod gíri 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 gíri
gíri gíri gíri gíri
But
you... now, funny enough, to tell you the truth, when I went to school first, I didn't know a word of English.
No.
I didn't know what was all Gaelic when I went to school first.
Yeah.
Aye.
But how to out of practice.
Out of practice. Yeah. I didn't speak no Gaelic for maybe 70 years.
Yeah.
60 years.
Test
no.
Anyway, Dan, you were brought up here next door in the
school. Oh, indeed, aye.
How many were in the family, Dan?
Three of us. John, God rest him, he's dead. And the sister's dead, Rosemary.
Right.
Three of us. There were two that died in infancy.
Right.
Two boys.
But life was tough.
Eh?
Life was very tough then, Dan, and nobody had any money, but your dad was working on the
railway. No, nobody had nothing around here. My dad had, we were always all right. My dad had always a pay every week.
Right.
But nobody around the country had anything, nothing.
And what kind of duties did he have working on the railway, Dan?
What is what you call a surface man.
Ah, right.
A surface man. Yeah. He had his own section of the railroad. He had a section.
Yeah.
From Chrysler Station, from Dunfanaghy Road. You didn't know. There was a station down in what they call Dunfanaghy Road Station.
Right.
It's down a couple of miles from here, and there was a halt for the train, you know, Dunfanaghy Road Station. It was a rail station.
It was.
He had that area then till a good part over here, and he met a Fulcaraman then. The two met there, and the Fulcaraman, his section in farther on.
So he had to walk the railway every
morning? Walked the railway before the train every morning.
Every morning, aye. So he'd be up early.
Oh, aye.
But he had a wee earner coming in, Dan, anyway.
Oh, they're an earner. Oh, my father had a good earner coming in them days all the time. Yeah. Like, what, nobody else had nothing.
No.
My mother, I told you before, my mother kept the half of the town living in them days. Meat and tea and sugar and this and that. Because they had nothing.
You had a full house all the time, just?
Eh?
You had everyone coming in, a full house
all the time. Oh, for God's sake. One stayed here always. Aye.
So, Dan, you went to, was it Kildare School?
Kildare School, aye. Went to Mindarry, first of all.
All right.
Aye.
Tell me about going to school in Mindarry.
Eh?
Tell me about, your mum was from Mindarry, is that it? Like?
My mum was from Mindarry, aye.
Right.
Yes.
So you went to school down there?
Aye. My uncle, Ravi, maybe you see, my uncle was a gaffer over in your country all his life. Dan Brogan, with the county council.
All right.
There in your country all.
Yeah.
Aye.
But tell me about Mindarry School, Dan. Tell me your memories of it.
Memories of it?
Yeah.
Memories wouldn't be so good now. Indeed, no. I remember Emma, Eddie McGee, all right, and a lot of the boys, a lot of the Brogans there, Mindarry Brogans, that time. And once we're around the whole country, I forget them all now, some other place.
But you stayed there a couple of years, did you?
Oh, I stayed a few years there, uh-huh.
And you came back to Kilkenny?
Come back then and went out here. Aye.
Were the teachers hard, Dan?
Were the what?
Were they hard on you, like, were they?
They wouldn't be bad, no. Wouldn't be near as bad as what. Well, funny enough, I must have been always fairly good because never was touched much, but a lot of the other ones were now. And I got the praises for them days, you had to write your own competitions at home. And I remember very well me being off school for a day or two and writing my own composition then at home. I didn't know what would be the question, but I wrote one in my own mind here.
Yeah.
And I got a great praise for a school for it. I remember that very well. You had to do them things all, them days. So we got on all right at school now.
And
I went to school then, but I'll tell you something now. I went to school till I was 14, and I didn't want to go away. But the master came to my father and mother and wanted them to train me on till college, but I didn't go.
You didn't have the money maybe to back you up, like?
I was fairly clever, but. Mm-hmm.
But you got the pounds for speaking Gaelic. You got money for speaking Gaelic.
I literally said that was that'll be a good bit on now. That scheme didn't start till fairly well on. Mm-hmm. I forget what time it started now, that scheme. No, for the Gaelic talking.
But then when you left school, Dan, what did you do?
What did I do when I left school?
Yeah.
I worked here for a while, I think. Now what do we see now? I went away when I was fairly young, you know. I went away and noticed to my father and mother and tell
you.
Oh, I did indeed die. I did indeed.
What age were you, Dan?
I'd be about, I would say I might be 20. I don't think I was. I'm at 44. The war was raging at 44.
You went to Glasgow, I suppose, sir?
I landed in Glasgow. A fellow from Ardy Bug there was taking the names them days. Everyone that wanted to go over of agricultural work. And he directed us to the jobs. You were directed to the job direct, your own job, from him.
Right.
But you had to pay your own wage, of course.
So which farm did you go to? Which area?
Which area? I went on, first of all, up to the farthest north county in Scotland, Caithness. You ever tell of Caithness?
I have, yeah.
A wee place they call Thurso. A wee town, or town they call Thurso. Just, you had to tell Scapa Flow.
Oh, I have.
Scapa Flow was just across the water from, that's what I.
So what was it like, Dan?
Eh?
What was it like there? You worked on a big farm, did you?
No. Oh. We don't range on a big farm, but we worked on our own.
Right.
And the farmer give us a work and we charged. We put in our contract. Well, the money was good that time. We would make good money. You were making great money on them, the ranges. But the ordinary work wouldn't be so good. Like the pace wouldn't be a terrible good in the ordinary. That's the ordinary work, you know, and what do you say, and jobs here and there. But I left. I didn't like it. I got rid of it. It wasn't so long. But I spent 3 years up in that country, in Caithness, a wee town called Thurso, and a place called Wick. And I spent a very good country, very nice people and all that. But I come down then to Scotland, to Glasgow then. And I worked.
Was the war over by now?
Not at all, for years and years after it. I come down in the 40s, down to Glasgow, mm-hmm. And I started work then, public work on these jobs. I worked in different jobs.
Building sites and all.
Eh?
Building sites.
I worked on the building sites for a good while too.
Yeah.
And I worked on the hydro jobs. Hydro jobs up the north of Scotland and Perth and countries.
But what about in Glasgow, John? Were you not afraid that you would be picked up and conscripted into the
army? No. People were very scarce then days in Glasgow and them places. There were nobody working in all the young boys were all conscripted, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And anyone like me would get a job, no bother, you know that. I went away then. I worked here and there in Glasgow. I worked in Clydebank for a long time. I was telling you before, I worked in the John Brown's in Clydebank for three years in it.
What were you doing in there?
A ship's carpenter.
Right.
Ship's joiner. Mm-hmm. I was on three or four liners, different liners. 70 tonners from the Canadian line, from scratch, from the beams were built then, you started the bulkheads and all that sort of thing. Yeah.
So were you a charge hand or was somebody else?
No, I wasn't a charge hand there now, but I was a charge hand many a time before that.
Right.
After that.
Yeah.
Aye. No, it was just an ordinary. I was a I told many one before that. You were a colour and tie man them days in John Brown's. You went out with your colour and tie and you, no dirt or no nothing.
No, it was a clean work.
Like, oh, yeah. For God's sake, clean yeah. work. Oh.
And were the conditions good, John? Or did,
oh,
did
very well. They were exceptionally good in John Brown's, you know.
And a good wage.
Oh, a good wage and good conditions.
Yeah.
Yeah. And no one to bother you much. No, you got your job to do in your bulkheads and that your rooms and that was it. There were no... In them days there were no at all, there were no what you call spirit levels or no levelling or anything. No. And the boats.
And the boats were coming in a few times a week, John, or how often would they come in? Like?
Oh, the boats there. No, the boats we were working on were new from the start. The ships we started work on, they were all started with, the steel workers started first. The
so you did the woodwork to
woodwork,
follow?
Woodwork, yes.
I see, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. The John Browners closed this long time.
So why did you leave them, John, or Dan?
The job finished up.
Right.
John Browners closed.
And where did you go then?
I think I must have gone to London then. I don't know what. Maybe I went to London. London, I think, then. Aye, London, I left. I came home in 48, I think. Well, in 48, we got married, Mrs. Eve, there. I went home then and never went back.
But tell me about London. Tell me what you did in London.
I had the same kind of work what do you call it again? I know the firm well now, but I forget. Oh, good God. No, I left London and I went to the north of Scotland, and then I come down to Scotland. I leave it, and I'm kind of confused now, to tell you the truth. I was in that many different jobs, you know. I worked about London for a good long number, good while. I couldn't tell you how long I was there now, I was good for there. About Hammersmith and Fulham and around there, that's where I stayed, you know. And I worked there.
Did you like London?
Ah, it was all right, aye. Yeah, it wouldn't be a great place to live in, of course. I was singing that time and I didn't care, you know. No.
So what pastime did you have, Dan?
Oh, well, a lot of dancers, Irish dancers in London that time, you know. Every corner you went to the Irish dancers. Aye. I went to a lot of the Irish dancers in Kilburn and different places. I could tell you three or four different places if I think on them now. Went to the dancers all there. That's the recreation. Maybe to the pictures and all, Tim, that sort of thing.
And did you go to soccer?
Eh?
Did you follow soccer? Did you go to football matches in London?
No.
No.
I wasn't a soccer man. I wasn't a football man. No. No, I was not.
So you came home then and you started farming, Dan?
Come home then and started farming. No. Yeah. Started on the seed spuds. I was at the seed spuds for a good long while. Working on seed spuds, you know,
right.
send them across to Britain in this place.
Were you?
Oh, aye.
So we're you must have been growing a lot of spuds.
Eh?
You must have been growing.
Oh, we did grow. Oh, we do. Oh, we had a good... as a matter of fact, the fellow in here last night, I was telling him about... I was just dismantling pretty boxes, what you call pretty boxes. You had to tell the pretty boxes, did you? And I had over 400 of them made. And they were there up in the old place when I stopped the pretty business. And I dismantled them all. And I was telling this fellow the last night. He says, I remember well, he said, the time you were making the inboxes. That's a good while ago. I'd have got all the timber cut for a certain size, you know, making them. Oh, we worked at the pretty business for a good long while.
And you sent them abroad, you said?
They were all shipped. They were all shipped down to Mulroy. We sent them as far as Mulroy and from there on in. They were all shipped across.
So you had a wee business going, Dan?
Oh, we had a good business that time, aye. Yeah. We, I don't know how many, I couldn't tell you how many tons I sent away every year now. But we worked a lot on the spud line. But now this last number of years, a good long, I done nothing on the farm. I sold one of the farms now.
Did you?
Aye.
How many acres would you set?
Many acres? Yeah. Eh?
Would you set with spuds? How many would you set?
Many would set acres.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd set, I suppose, maybe three acres.
Oh,
I see spuds.
It's a lot of work.
Then I had all my own machinery lying there, yet heaps of it lying about.
Right.
Yeah, yes. Heaps of it.
Diggers and everything, like.
Eh?
Diggers, digger potatoes, like.
Oh, that. Yes. Yeah. Diggers are lying over there in front of me. Yes. Oh, and all the machinery. I sold some of it, but I showed you the day. There's a heap of it down there. In a shed. In a shed. Maybe you saw that. No, you didn't see the shed.
No, I didn't go up that far.
No.
You had a thriving business down the going.
Yeah. That's all right them days. Then yeah. We kept a lot of sheep and cattle, you know, here too.
As well, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I kept about 300 sheep one time. Okay. They've sold for a long time now, of course. But only one boy, and he went away, and when he went away, I sold out everything.
Your help was gone, like, yeah.
Aye.
Tell me about this. You live right beside Mokasan, the pit. Like, tell me about that in your youth. Tell me, do you know the history of that?
The Mokasan?
Aye.
What about?
Tell me this.
I worked in it a wee while.
Did you?
I did. Not very long.
No.
No.
Did you go all the way up to the top?
I picked up here to the house with a lorry in the morning. I didn't stay very long. It was a very strict job them days. Well, no, it was a hard old job. I didn't spend very long, I didn't tell you the truth. I had a good job there. The job I had there now, the what do you call him again? The electrician, or no, the mechanic. I was a helper, I was his helper. And that's right. What I'd done, helping him machinery and all that. A lot of machinery in Mokasan, some are lying there, yet some other fact. Machinery, no, for boring and for different things, crushing and oh, there were a big lot of machinery on the top of the mountain. We'd look after that all, and compressors, all that sort of thing. I didn't stay too long, I didn't tell you the truth, I left it.
Was it just tough work, Dan, or?
No, work we had wasn't very tough. Me and this man is an Englishman. What's his name? I forget his name now again. Smith, Jack Smith. He was an Englishman. He was the main electrician, or what you call engineer, whatever you call them.
Yeah.
Looked looking after the machinery, you know, keeping all the machinery going, keeping it right. Both at the bottom of the hill and on the top of the hill, the machinery in both.
But they were drilling down deep, then?
No. It's all surface.
Surface work.
Right. But when muck is closed.
Why did it close?
Eh?
Why did it?
I suppose, I don't know why it closed, I suppose. It must have closed when the war stopped, because it was always surprising what they call the silica sand. That was making bulbs and all that for me. That's what it was for, making bulbs and all that.
Yeah. I knew it was used to make glass.
Eh?
I knew they used it to make glass.
Yes, glass.
Special sand.
Them fine bulbs were all made.
Right. And it was shipped away to where? To England, was it?
Shipped to England. That appear down there, that the Friday, you know the Friday is down? That appear there.
Right.
That appear there, and the ships come all in there. Yeah.
So it was lorried down to the... It was lorried from...
There were big fleet of lorries there. There were eight lorries that time. They were all from the firm, all new lorries. Big do that time, you know.
It was, you know.
All they had... A big way of working up there, the shirts and everything, no manpower at all, just pulled a chute and pulled the sand into the lorry. Oh, it's very, very... But it stopped then, and Muckis closed. But latterly, after the Muckis closed, come a man here to me, into the house here. And I forget now what he was, an Englishman, and he was some kind of big shot, and he was very interested in the job, Muckis. And what he was going to do was drive a heading in the bottom of Muckis and put a heading up the top and take a sand. He wouldn't go to the top at all.
No.
He had that all lined out, and he had a chute then from here, from Muckis, right down to what I told you the day already about Dunfanny Road Station. That's a
you
good.
Did say.
Yeah, that pipeline, he had that all lined out, a pipeline, to blow the sand right down into the boats down there.
Right.
But that all deteriorated. That fell in the
middle.
Aye. Never was no word of it. But they were laterally again. They were talking about now, but I don't know. I never approached me now. But they done the road up to it now the year. It's tarred it all up to the very base, Muckis, this year.
Did they? Right.
Aye.
You never know, they might start.
And they were intending to build in... building challenge, a number of challenge at the base of the hill for tourists and things like that. But it didn't materialise, but it's in the pipeline.
Right.
Yeah. So that's the story.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I was young, I was a double fair in Chrysler.
Yeah.
But I was all the time working at sheep, selling sheep and buying sheep.
You tried them down?
Aye. Oh, yes, we did. Well, we took them down the trailers, of course, you know. But I was in double fair in Chrysler when the fairs were going. I knew all the sheep men and all the cattlemen them days, but that's all forgotten now, too. Aye.
And the train was good at the time.
Yeah.
The train was good at the time as well, Dan. You know, when...
The what?
The train was useful at the time.
The train, aye. The train took all the cattle from Dunloe. Right, down in this part of the country,
yeah.
Them days. The fair in Dunloe was on the 4th of every month, 4th day of every month. And the train went in in the evening for the farmers or for the cattlemen. They took all the cattle in around the country here to the farms. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that is the story. Aye. And we used to, when my father was working around, we got about 6, what you call, passes every year. Go wherever we liked on the train.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go to Derry or go to Burton Port.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So did you go to all these places?
Oh, we did. Every year we went, when we were young, we went to these places. No, especially doing well, we always went doing well every year with the train.
Yeah.
And here and there, the whole family, the one money our family, 3 of us, and mother and father. Yeah. And over the way, over to Burton Port is
the last stop.
The last.
You went there as well, Dan?
Oh, we did, aye.
And out to Derry.
Eh?
And out to Derry as well.
Oh, yes, aye. Yeah. But mostly till every year we went to doing well and everywhere. Them passes, my father always got them. And then, funny enough, on them days, my father would always get off at the gates here, at his own gates. The gates are not here now, but the gates down there, them days.
Did he have a wee gate house himself?
Eh?
Did he have a wee house, you know, supplied by the train company? Did he have a gate house?
Pardon?
Did he live in a gate house himself?
Oh, no, no, no.
No,
just an ordinary farm up,
right,
up here.
Okay.
Yeah. Aye. No, there are no gatehouses, the nearest gatehouse. Ah, there are gatehouses down there. Just maybe you passed it there. Just about a half a mile from here.
I think I did, yeah.
Aye.
One part, two story. And
eh?
One part very high, two
aye,
story.
Aye, two story, yeah. That's a gatehouse.
I think I did, yeah.
Yeah. So that's the story.
You've seen a lot of changes down in your
time. Oh, I've seen a hell of a lot indeed, aye. Oh, did I?
Aye. Remember a time when everybody was walking and no cars and...
We all walked.
Yeah.
We walked. There was a chapel over there in Doe that time.
No, I know the cemetery.
We all walked there. But her mother and her, they walked from Glasnevin to Quay Walk every Sunday morning down to the Mars. She lived a good bit away up in Glasnevin. You know Glasnevin?
I do, aye.
You know Glasnevin School?
I do.
Well, she lived beside the school. Yeah, it was a long walk.
It was a long walk.
Aye. But that'll be me and you finished now.
No cars on the road at the time, Dan?
No, and in my young days, there was just the 2 wee cars in Chrysler. Eddie Boyle, you had to tell Eddie Boyle, Eddie Boyle had 1 car, and the post office crowd had a car too. There was only 2 cars for a long, long period of time. Yeah. Aye, boy.
A different life, wasn't it?
Oh, my God. Where she. And there were no. The burial crowd then, or what you call it now, the hearse, had a man named just at Clune Station, or I'll tell you about Clune Station, he lived there, his name Campbell, a horse and trap for the burial. He done the whole country, aye. That was my younger day.
My God.
Aye.
It's like a different world when you think back.
Oh, for God's sake, aye.
Has it changed for the better, though, Dan? Or?
Oh, very much.
It's gone back a bit now, though, like with the recession.
Things are a wee bit back now, aye.
Yeah.
But on the whole, here in this area here, things didn't change very much. Money's plenty of money around yet. Indeed they are.
Compared to what it was like when you were young. Compared to what it was like when you were young.
Oh, for God's sake, she was nothing when you were young. My young day. Oh, she was old too. You had wild trouble getting 4 pennies for the what you call the 4 penny hop dance, a dance, a 4 penny hop. You had wild trouble to get, and I know plenty. Hadn't the footmen's plenty of them. Aye.
Was that on the Creasla Hall?
Creasla Hall, yeah. Mm-hmm.
4 penny hop.
A 4 penny hop, yes. That went on very, very. That was very, very usual. And then latterly, or later after that, then there was what they called a shilling, 1 shilling. That's when things got a wee bit better.
Yeah. And better bands coming
out. Oh, they were good bands. What do you call them? You know, one over there beside you.
Leo
Brennan.
Aye, I do.
He was there.
Yeah.
I knew him days gone by.
He played with the Schlieu 5. Eh? He played with the Schlieu 5.
Aye, Schlieu 5. Yeah. He was the head of it.
Yeah.
He was the head of the Schlieu boy.
They were good, though.
That daughter, he'd grown well.
Oh, yeah.
she's a multi-millionaire.
Ah, she is. Oh, aye. Yeah.
I mind them all, very young and very small. I was over in the Barons there not so terrible long ago one night. The crowd of us. Over in the...
And his pub.
For entertainment, just. Yeah. No dancing or nothing, just a night's entertainment.
Yeah, and did he sing?
He did, I played and sung all night himself. Mm-hmm.
He's fair play to him.
Aye. He's getting up now too.
He is, but he doesn't do as much as he used to. Eh? He doesn't do as much as
no,
he used
to. No. He's down the country, man, you know.
Oh, I know, yeah.
Aye.
I think he was born in Sligo, or...
No, down the country anyway.
Yeah.
I knew him well in them days. I knew them all, but I forget them now, indeed, to tell you the truth. Aye.
Well, Dan, maybe we'll leave it there, and maybe I'll record Teresa now.
I get Teresa now.
Now, Dan,
I worked at the Pitlochry Dam in Perthshire, and I was on a project, what they call the Aldore Bridge. I was foreman there for 3 years, from the day we started on the basement to the day we finished the bridge. And when the job was done, then we were supposed to go to Hong Kong, me and the foreman, to do a big project there. And the two of us went to London to get, where to get a lot of injections.
I know.
And this and that. And I took sick. And I went to hospital, but I sold back, but when they discovered it was rheumatism, muscular rheumatism, and I come home and I didn't go, and that finished me.
That was, yeah.
Right. Yeah, he went all right. I never saw the man since. A nice man he was. He was a general foreman. Yeah.
And which company were you working with?
Eh?
What company were you working with?
Wumpy.
Wumpy. Right.
Wumpy.
Okay. Uh-huh. Right, Dan.